talking about the water, though. You have water in a pond. What flows into the pond?
Well, I reckon there's different things. The water, I reckon.
What different streams did you have around here?
Well, I couldn't even tell you because I ain't been fishing in I don't know how many years. And I don't see many more. There's some people right down here that goes fishing down in Panama. Mm-hmm. Regular, but I don't never hear them talk nothing about it.
Well, I mean, just what sort of streams did you have on your land?
Oh, well, I ain't got none on mine. I don't have any at all. But then the others that do have
uh-huh.
streams that has fish in it.
Uh-huh.
And they get the, my dad-in-law, when he was living, he's dead now, he owned a home back up here about 3-4 miles. And he owned a big fish pond. And that was the most fish that you ever seen. You could go any time you about it and catch fish. They kept them all the time, the finest kind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still there, but it belongs to another company now. I don't know who it belongs to, but they still plenty of fish there.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing went dry one time, and it went plumb dry.
Uh-huh.
But it filled up again with water and all in it. And all this year, I've heard of several going there fishing that live here.
Mm-hmm.
And they really caught the fish.
Mm-hmm.
They were big, nice trout and jack and all such as that.
Mm-hmm.
They're all kinds, any kind you could mention, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fine place.
Mm-hmm.
It was on his land.
Say if the child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and say, here, your clothes, here. How'd she say that?
The girl would say, here, mother.
Or just handing the child the clothes, she'd say, here.
Daughter.
Or here, what, your clothes, here.
Yeah.
Huh? Would you say, here's your clothes, or here are your clothes, or how would you say that?
I'd say, here are your clothes.
Huh?
I'd say, here are your clothes. Here is your clothes.
Uh-huh. What?
What
would you say?
I'd say, here are your clothes.
Uh-huh. And, if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, you say she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
A little what?
Huh?
A little square what?
A little square of cloth to use as a...
Yeah. I wouldn't know.
Well, you know, say if she wants to buy a dress of a certain color...
Yeah.
She'd cut off a little square of cloth.
Oh, it's a little sample.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if she sees a dress she likes very much, she'd say that... That dress is very
beautiful.
Or it's just very, another word you might use.
Beautiful or?
Or if it's not beautiful, she might say it's very.
Uh-huh, very pretty.
Okay. And what about you wear over your dress? Well, what you have on there?
Yeah.
Wear over your dress?
Yeah, ain't it a fine one?
That something a woman might wear over a dress in the kitchen?
Yeah, apron.
Okay. And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
Pen and ink.
Okay. And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
Pen and ink.
Or to hold a baby's diaper in place.
A safety pin.
And a dime is worth...
A what?
A dime.
A dime?
Is worth
a dime?
Worth how much?
10 cents.
Okay.